Good morning, good morning. You know who this is. Jacqueline Vasquez, Advocacy Network. Today's topic, democracy, Democratic Party in the United States. We must rally. We must do a grassroots rally. It's not about the money. It's about saving the Democratic Party. Today is where it's nothing but shameful. America's shameful. With taking the immigrants that are coming over, migrants coming over, and we're actually separating them from our children, from their children, which is very disgraceful. Our system already with foster care and adoption is overwhelmed. They can't handle it. So what makes them think that they can add more to the system? Why not keep them with their families and their loved ones? Which, you know, a judge has ruled that he only had 30 days to get them back. Thank goodness for that. But there's so many other things going on in America, like these tariffs that are going to mess the American economy up, create problems for people like regular, normal people like us, you know, with being taxed on stuff like ketchup and all kinds of things. It's not just ketchup, people. And the tariffs don't affect Trump or his party. They have the extra money to spend monthly on these tariffs. They don't care. It doesn't affect them. They're in a class all by themselves. The division between rich and poor has grown so wide since Trump's taken office. It's disgraceful. It's shameful. Not to mention they keep saying they don't have any programs. They don't want any programs, social service programs. They want everyone to work. Listen, he isn't doing what he's promised for his candidates either. And this wall is shameful in itself. You want people to protect the border, send people down there, because obviously this wall is nothing but a waste of money. It is a waste of taxpayers' dollars. But so is Betsy DeVos. I hope I'm saying her name right. Really, everyone knows who she is. Education Secretary. Her $10,000 a day for security purposes, that's a welfare payment in itself, because taxpayers are paying for that. When we can't even afford school security, and we can't pay our teachers more than what they're being paid, but yet we can spend $10,000 a day on her security team. That makes no kind of sense at all. I mean, some things America are doing are just so backwards. I don't even understand, like, where they come up with their madness from. And I guess it's because of the billionaires. The billionaire industry trying to run America is not working. I know a lot of people thought it would be great to have something different, but the difference didn't work. And we need to change that difference into something. We need to change that as quickly as possible, because it's not working. In fact, what it's doing is making our country more racist than it's ever been since slavery. I mean, it's disgusting. There are things that you see and you hear and people talk because you don't speak English, or because you're black, or because you're Muslim, you're Islam, you know, gay. The people are just being ridiculous here in the United States. And this is something that if you were, you had enough respect to keep it in your home and not show it in public. You know, we have this Pence is the person who started this racial, I believe it's called restoration something, I don't know, whatever it's called. I'll get it to you guys on the next topic so I can make sure that I have the direct spelling and name correct, which is a religious right to refuse. This religious right to refuse is nothing more than legalized discrimination. It's the evangelical Christians who want to be able to say, hey, you can't eat in my restaurant because you're gay or because you're black. If you're anything non-Christian, non-white, they want to be able to not serve you. So, you know, discrimination's, everyone thinks this is just an LGBT issue, I mean a gay issue. It's not. Because Mormons, wake up, you're next. Wake up if you're black, you're next. Their religious doesn't believe in Mormons. They don't believe in Islam. They don't believe in, there's so many people who are going to be offended by this law. It originally is started, and they're just pushing the basis of LGBTQ. But we all know the reality of this law. This is the same laws that they use to keep slavery. Slavery. Yes, I said it. Slavery in line. This is what they're going back to. And you all know this. Like, if you don't and you think that this law is just for religious purpose for gays, you are sadly mistaken. And you're going to be very hurt by this law, because it is not. It is not just against gay people. It is for Mormons. It is for Islam. It is for anything that's not evangelical Christians. So while you're a UCC or a Catholic, excuse me, you're not in it. There are so many different religious. Who's going to pick a religious reform that can refuse? Is there going to be one? Is there going to be two religious? Do we all make up religious things now that we can say, hey, I don't want to serve you, you're black? Like that school in New York, Manhattan, of all places, where you pay $48,000 or up to $50,000 to actually have your child go there, only to be segregated? What kind of foolishness is that? I don't understand how the parents aren't pulling their children from that school. That is not teaching your children right. All of the synopses that they gave were crap. You all know this is underlying discrimination. Why would you teach your children that? In the real world, you are not teaching them what to prepare them for the real world. In the real world, black people sit next to white people. Gay people sit next to straight people. So why would you exclude them to only sit by racial? So what they're going to have a problem when they get older with sitting next to a white or black person? That sounds crazy. Is there anyone up in America that's as outraged as I am? Or am I the only one? Like, this is so disgusting. I don't even understand how this place is still in business. Like, really? And you know that Trump has the followers and Pence to keep doing things like this. This is disgusting. This place should have been shut down, and I hope they're not getting any government funding whatsoever, because that is nothing but civil rights and discrimination, and it's a human rights violation. Oh, speaking of human rights violation, United States checked out of the human rights. I just, every time I turn around, it's something so ridiculous that they're coming up with. The conservative judges that don't even believe in the Constitution, they only want what's in the Bible. If you're a judge, you can't pick and choose what you want. You're representing everybody. There's no pick and choose. You have to follow the law. And it isn't just God's law. It's all laws. And sometimes you don't want to work jobs where certain people you don't like do. So therefore, don't become a doctor. Because this refusal law is going to hurt, but also kill people. So if you're the only person on call that night for a particular surgery, and you have a family member that's gay, and they show up, not that they're gay, but there's a family member, they can refuse to treat. That sounds ridiculous. So do you let this grandmother die because there's a family member who's gay that showed up and you saw it, and now you don't want to treat the family? So you don't treat her. You wait in the meantime, waiting for to get someone to come there. She passes. This is the world that you guys want to live in America? Regardless to what you feel, you're allowed to your own personal beliefs and feelings on how people are, but to treat people, not to treat people? How about not become a doctor? Because you take an oath to treat everyone. And if you can't do that, then you should probably take a job in your church or your hall or your mosque or whatever it may be that is keeping you from treating every individual. That's what you need to do. Focus in on what kind of job can I have that I can treat only my people, if that's what you want to believe. And if you want to go even further than that and just live with your own people, then you should probably get an island and move all of your own people to that island and figure out how to build that country, because America is not that place. We are all a melting pot. The only people that were here first are the Indians. Let's keep it clear here. and African Americans were brought here on slave ships, and Hispanic. I mean, we could just go back and back and back, but there's no point. Unfortunately, America is going back and back with the racial divide. I've never seen this country so racial divided in so long. It's disgraceful. It really is. From the police to the black to the white to the Rican, if you speak nothing but English, people have a problem. You know, we just had a high-powered attorney in New York who got blasted for doing that. You know, people are just coming out of the woodwork because Trump has allowed it to happen. He won't stand up and speak. He should be denouncing groups that are discussing hate, but he can't because the very people that elected him are hate groups. They are a part of some sort of hate group. Even Betsy DeVos, she has groups that she supports that are kind of like hate groups. Not kind of like, Southern Poverty Law says they are hate groups. So, you know, she supports groups that want that gay conversion. That's a hate group. Gay conversion is a very serious and dangerous thing. There are lots of people that commit suicide, go to drugs and drinking. Instead, why don't you work on respite programs to keep families together who are with developmental disabilities or who have a disability or who have a loved one who's got Alzheimer's or epilepsy or Crohn's disease. There's just so many heart disease, cancer. Why don't you work on some programs that are going to benefit the community, not ones that are just going to kill our families? You want this family structure? Try keeping the family together. That's how you keep the family together. Giving the family time to be together when they're so overworked because they're working two and three jobs just to be able to afford an apartment. And everyone knows you're only a paycheck away of being freaking homeless. And then not only that, the one person who has a job maybe got a speeding ticket. Now they've got to sit in jail for 3 months over a speeding ticket because they don't have the money to pay for the bill. That is ridiculous. Now in that time, they've lost their home. They've lost their family. Their wife has gone on to someone who can obviously handle things, or maybe not. Maybe now she's got to be on welfare with the kids. There's a lot more to think about Trump than what you're doing. Our addiction problem is at its highest rate. Well, it's always been high. It's just now affecting certain communities. So now it's important. But we really need to get America together. And I think the best way to do that is to get started with democracy. We must elect as many Democrats as we can to stop Trump sending our country to hell. I mean, that's the bottom line. And if you agree with me, please get a grassroots, get a little group together, start knocking on doors, start putting up signs. Ask people, can you put up signs in on their grass? Vote Democrat. We must show people that we are going to unite and we are going to go to the polls and we're tired. We must do this. Please, people, I beg of you to make sure that we get out there and we get people to the polls. And if you're a Republican and you are going to underhand and you don't want to say that you're a Republican that's going to vote Democrat, please just do that. Vote Democrat, please. You know that Trump is a train wreck. You know that he's running us to the ground. You know this. Help us, please. Vote blue. Thank you. And I want to, just for the record, when we were talking about the Red School, I wanted to make sure that I clarified. I said shut down, not shout, shot up. Shut down. And with that, I want to close the program. Good day, and I will be back. Bye. Good morning. Good morning. You know who this is. Jacqueline Vasquez, Advocacy Network. Today's topic, democracy, Democratic Party in the United States. We must rally. We must do a grassroots rally. It's not about the money. It's about saving the Democratic Party. Today is where it's nothing but shameful. America's shameful. You know, with taking the immigrants that are coming over, migrants, coming over, and we're actually separating them from our children, from their children, which is very disgraceful. Our system already with foster care and adoption is overwhelmed. They can't handle it. So what makes them think that they can add more to the system? Why not keep them with their families and their loved ones? Which, you know, a judge has ruled that he only had 30 days to get them back. Thank goodness for that. But there's so many other things going on in America, like these tariffs that are going to mess the American economy up, create problems for people like regular, normal people like us, you know, with being taxed on stuff like ketchup and all kinds of things. It's not just ketchup, people. And the tariffs don't affect Trump or his party. They have the extra money to spend monthly on these tariffs. They don't care. It doesn't affect them. They're in a class all by themselves. The division between rich and poor has grown so wide since Trump's taken office. It's disgraceful. It's shameful. Not to mention they keep saying they don't have any programs. They don't want any programs, social service programs. They want everyone to work. Listen, he isn't doing what he's promised for his candidates either. And this wall is shameful in itself. You want people to protect the border, send people down there, because obviously this wall is nothing but a waste of money. It is a waste of taxpayers' dollars. But so is Betsy DeVos. I hope I'm saying her name right. Really, everyone knows who she is. Education Secretary. Her $10,000 a day for security purposes, that's a welfare payment in itself, because taxpayers are paying for that. We can't even afford school security, and we can't pay our teachers more than what they're being paid, but yet we can spend $10,000 a day on her security team. That makes no kind of sense at all. I mean, some things America are doing are just so backwards. I don't even understand, like, where they come up with their madness from. And I guess it's because of the billionaires. The billionaire industry trying to run America is not working. I know a lot of people thought it would be great to have something different, but the difference didn't work. And we need to change that difference into something. We need to change that as quickly as possible, because it's not working. In fact, what it's doing is making our country more racist than it's ever been since slavery. I mean, it's disgusting. There are things that you see and you hear and people talk because you don't speak English, or because you're black, or because you're Muslim, you're Islam, you know, gay. The people are just being ridiculous here in the United States. And this is something that if you were, you had enough respect to keep it in your home and not show it in public. You know, we have this Pence is the person who started this racial, I believe it's called restoration something, I don't know, whatever it's called. I'll get it to you guys on the next topic so I can make sure that I have the direct spelling and name correct, which is a religious right to refuse. This religious right to refuse is nothing more than legalized discrimination. It's the evangelica Christians who want to be able to say, hey, you can't eat in my restaurant because you're gay or because you're black. If you're anything non-Christian, non-white, they want to be able to not serve you. So, you know, discrimination's, everyone thinks this is just an LGBT issue, I mean a gay issue. It's not. Because Mormons, wake up, you're next. Wake up if you're black, you're next. Their religious doesn't believe in Mormons. They don't believe in Islam. They don't believe in, there's so many people who are going to be offended by this law. It originally is started, and they're just pushing the basis of LGBTQ. But we all know the reality of this law. This is the same laws that they use to keep slavery. Yes, I said it, slavery. In line. This is what they're going back to. And you all know this. Like, if you don't, and you think that this law is just for religious purpose, for gays. You are sadly mistaken, and you're going to be very hurt by this law, because it is not. It is not just against gay people. It is for Mormons. It is for Islam. It is for anything that's not evangelical Christians. So while you're a UCC or a Catholic, excuse me, you're not in it. There are so many different religious. Who's going to pick a religious reform that can refuse? Is there going to be one? Is there going to be two religious? Do we all make up religious things now that we can say, hey, I don't want to serve you, you're black? Like that school in New York, Manhattan, of all places, where you pay $48,000 or up to $50,000 to actually have your child go there, only to be segregated? What kind of foolishness is that? I don't understand how the parents aren't pulling their children from that school. That is not teaching your children right. All of the synopses that they gave were crap. You all know this is underlying discrimination. Why would you teach your children that? In the real world, you are not teaching them what to prepare them for the real world. In the real world, black people sit next to white people. Gay people sit next to straight people. So why would you exclude them to only sit by racial? So what, they're going to have a problem when they get older with sitting next to a white or black person? That sounds crazy. Is there anyone up in America that's as outraged as I am? Or am I the only one? Like, this is so disgusting. I don't even understand how this place is still in business. Like, really? And you know that Trump has the followers and Pence to keep doing things like this. This is disgusting. This place should have been shut down, and I hope they're not getting any government funding whatsoever, because that is nothing but civil rights and discrimination, and it's a human rights violation. Oh, speaking of human rights violation, United States checked out of the human rights. I just, every time I turn around, it's something so ridiculous that they're coming up with. The conservative judges that don't even believe in the Constitution, they only want what's in the Bible. If you're a judge, you can't pick and choose what you want. You're representing everybody. There's no pick and choose. You have to follow the law. And it isn't just God's law. It's all laws. And sometimes you don't want to work jobs where certain people you don't like do. So therefore, don't become a doctor. Because this refusal law is going to hurt, but also kill people. So if you're the only person on call that night for a particular surgery, and you have a family member that's gay, and they show up, not that they're gay, but there's a family member, they can refuse to treat. That sounds ridiculous. So do you let this grandmother die because there's a family member who's gay that showed up and you saw it, and now you don't want to treat the family? So you don't treat her. You wait in the meantime, waiting for to get someone to come there. She passes. This is the world that you guys want to live in America? Regardless to what you feel, you're allowed to your own personal beliefs and feelings on how people are, but to treat people, not to treat people, how about not become a doctor? Because you take an oath to treat everyone. And if you can't do that, then you should probably take a job in your church or your hall or your mosque or whatever it may be that is keeping you from treating every individual. That's what you need to do. Focus in on what kind of job can I have that I can treat only my people, if that's what you want to believe. And if you want to go even further than that and just live with your own people, then you should probably get an island and move all of your own people to that island and figure out how to build that country, because America is not that place. We are all a melting pot. The only people that were here first are the Indians. Let's keep it clear here. And African Americans were brought here on slave ships, and Hispanic. I mean, we could just go back and back and back, but there's no point. Unfortunately, America is going back and back with the racial divide. I've never seen this country so racial divided in so long. It's disgraceful. It really is. From the police to the black to the white to the Rican, if you speak nothing but English, people have a problem. You know, we just had a high-powered attorney in New York who got blasted for doing that. You know, people are just coming out of the woodwork because Trump has allowed it to happen. He won't stand up and speak. He should be denouncing groups that are discussing hate, but he can't because the very people that elected him are hate groups. They are a part of some sort of hate group. Even Betsy DeVos, she has groups that she supports that are kind of like hate groups. Not kind of like, Southern Poverty Law says they are hate groups. So, you know, she supports groups that want that gay conversion. That's a hate group. Gay conversion is a very serious and dangerous thing. There are lots of people that commit suicide, go to drugs and drinking. Instead, why don't you work on respite programs to keep families together who are with developmental disabilities or who have a disability or who have a loved one who's got Alzheimer's or epilepsy or Crohn's. There's just so many heart disease, cancer. Why don't you work on some programs that are going to benefit the community, not ones that are just going to kill our families? You want this family structure? Try keeping the family together. That's how you keep the family together. Giving the family time to be together when they're so overworked because they're working two and three jobs just to be able to afford an apartment. And everyone knows you're only a paycheck away of being freaking homeless. And then not only that, the one person who has a job maybe got a speeding ticket. Now they've got to sit in jail for 3 months over a speeding ticket because they don't have the money to pay for the bill. That is ridiculous. Now in that time, they've lost their home. They've lost their family. Their wife has gone on to someone who can obviously handle things, or maybe not. Maybe now she's got to be on welfare with the kids. There's a lot more to think about Trump than what you're doing. Our addiction problem is at its highest rate. Well, it's always been high. It's just now affecting certain communities. So now it's important. But we really need to get America together. And I think the best way to do that is to get started with democracy. We must elect as many Democrats as we can to stop Trump sending our country to hell. I mean, that's the bottom line. And if you agree with me, please get a grassroots, get a little group together, start knocking on doors, start putting up signs. Ask people, can you put up signs on their grass? Vote Democrat. We must show people that we are going to unite and we are going to go to the polls and we're tired. We must do this. Please, people, I beg of you to make sure that we get out there and we get people to the polls. And if you're a Republican and you are going to underhand and you don't want to say that you're a Republican that's going to vote Democrat, please just do that. Vote Democrat, please. You know that Trump is a train wreck. You know that he's running us to the ground. You know this. Help us, please. Vote blue. Thank you. And I want to, just for the record, when we were talking about the Red School, I wanted to make sure that I clarified. I said shut down, not shout, shot up. Shut down. And with that, I want to close the program. Good day, and I will be back. Bye. Good morning, good morning. You know who this is. Jacqueline Vasquez, Advocacy Network. Today's topic, democracy, Democratic Party in the United States. We must rally. We must do a grassroots rally. It's not about the money. It's about saving the Democratic Party. Today is where it's nothing but shameful. America's shameful. You know, with taking the immigrants that are coming over, migrants coming over, and we're actually separating them from our children, from their children, which is very disgraceful. Our system already with foster care and adoption is overwhelmed. They can't handle it. So what makes them think that they can add more to the system? Why not keep them with their families and their loved ones? Which, you know, a judge has ruled that he only had 30 days to get them back. Thank goodness for that. But there's so many other things going on in America, like these tariffs that are going to mess the American economy up, create problems for people like regular, normal people like us, you know, with being taxed on stuff like ketchup and all kinds of things. It's not just ketchup, people. And the tariffs don't affect Trump or his party. They have the extra money to spend monthly on these tariffs. They don't care. It doesn't affect them. They're in a class all by themselves. The division between rich and poor has grown so wide since Trump's taken office. It's disgraceful. It's shameful. Not to mention they keep saying they don't have any programs. They don't want any programs, social service programs. They want everyone to work. Listen, he isn't doing what he's promised for his candidates either. And this wall is shameful in itself. You want people to protect the border, send people down there, because obviously this wall is nothing but a waste of money. It is a waste of taxpayers' dollars. But so is Betsy DeVos. I hope I'm saying her name right. Really, everyone knows who she is. Education Secretary. Her $10,000 a day for security purposes, that's a welfare payment in itself, because taxpayers are paying for that. When we can't even afford school security, and we can't pay our teachers more than what they're being paid, but yet we can spend $10,000 a day on her security team. That makes no kind of sense at all. I mean, some things America are doing are just so backwards. I don't even understand like where they come up with their madness from. And I guess it's because of the billionaires. The billionaire industry trying to run America is not working. I know a lot of people thought it would be great to have something different, but the difference didn't work. And we need to change that difference into something. We need to change that as quickly as possible, because it's not working. In fact, what it's doing is making our country more racist than it's ever been since slavery. I mean, it's disgusting. There are things that you see and you hear and people talk because you don't speak English, or because you're black, or because you're Muslim, you're Islam, you know, gay. The people are just being ridiculous here in the United States. And this is something that if you were, you had enough respect to keep it in your home and not show it in public. You know, we have this Pence is the person who started this racial, I believe it's called restoration something, I don't know, whatever it's called. I'll get it to you guys on the next topic so I can make sure that I have the direct spelling and name correct, which is a religious right to refuse. This religious right to refuse is nothing more than legalized discrimination. It's the evangelical Christians who want to be able to say, hey, you can't eat in my restaurant because you're gay or because you're black. If you're anything non-Christian, non-white, they want to be able to not serve you. So, you know, discriminations, everyone thinks this is just an LGBT issue, meaning a gay issue. It's not. Because Mormons, wake up. You're next. Wake up if you're black, you're next. Their religious doesn't believe in Mormons. They don't believe in Islam. They don't believe in, there's so many people who are going to be offended by this law. It originally is started, and they're just pushing the basis of LGBTQ. But we all know the reality of this law. This is the same laws that they use to keep slavery. Yes, I said it, slavery. In line. This is what they're going back to. And you all know this. Like, if you don't, and you think that this law is just for religious purpose for gays, you are sadly mistaken. And you're going to be very hurt by this law, because it is not. It is not just against gay people. It is for Mormons. It is for Islam. It is for anything that's not evangelical Christians. So while you're a UCC or a Catholic, excuse me, you're not in it. There are so many different religious. Who's going to pick a religious reform that can refuse? Is there going to be one? Is there going to be two religious? Do we all make up religious things now that we can say, hey, I don't want to serve you, you're black? Like that school in New York, Manhattan, of all places, where you pay $48,000 or up to $50,000 to actually have your child go there only to be segregated? What kind of foolishness is that? I don't understand how the parents aren't pulling their children from that school. That is not teaching your children right. All of the synopses that they gave were crap. You all know this is underlying discrimination. Why would you teach your children that? In the real world, you are not teaching them what to prepare them for the real world. In the real world, black people sit next to white people. Gay people sit next to straight people. So why would you exclude them to only sit by racial? So what they're going to have a problem when they get older with sitting next to a white or black person? That sounds crazy. Is there anyone up in America that's as outraged as I am? Or am I the only one? Like, this is so disgusting. I don't even understand how this place is still in business. Like, really? And you know that Trump has the followers and Pence to keep doing things like this. This is disgusting. This place should have been shut down, and I hope they're not getting any government funding whatsoever, because that is nothing but civil rights and discrimination, and it's a human rights violation. Oh, speaking of human rights violation, United States checked out of the human rights. I just, every time I turn around, it's something so ridiculous that they're coming up with. The conservative judges that don't even believe in the Constitution, they only want what's in the Bible. If you're a judge, you can't pick and choose what you want. You're representing everybody. There's no pick and choose. You have to follow the law. And it isn't just God's law. It's all laws. And sometimes you don't want to work jobs where certain people you don't like do. So therefore, don't become a doctor. Because this refusal law is going to hurt, but also kill people. So if you're the only person on call that night for a particular surgery, and you have a family member that's gay, and they show up, not that they're gay, but there's a family member, they can refuse to treat. That sounds ridiculous. So do you let this grandmother die because there's a family member who's gay that showed up and you saw it, and now you don't want to treat the family? So you don't treat her. You wait in the meantime, waiting for to get someone to come there. She passes. This is the world that you guys want to live in America? Regardless to what you feel, you're allowed to your own personal beliefs and feelings on how people are, but to treat people, not to treat people? How about not become a doctor? Because you take an oath to treat everyone. And if you can't do that, then you should probably take a job in your church or your hall or your mosque or whatever it may be that is keeping you from treating every individual. That's what you need to do. Focus in on what kind of job can I have that I can treat only my people, if that's what you want to believe. And if you want to go even further than that and just live with your own people, then you should probably get an island and move all of your own people to that island and figure out how to build that country, because America is not that place. We are all a melting pot. The only people that were here first are the Indians. Let's keep it clear here. And African Americans were brought here on slave ships, and Hispanic. I mean, we could just go back and back and back, but there's no point. Unfortunately, America is going back and back with the racial divide. I've never seen this country so racial divided in so long. It's disgraceful. It really is. From the police to the black to the white to the Rican, if you speak nothing but English, people have a problem. You know, we just had a high-powered attorney in New York who got blasted for doing that. You know, people are just coming out of the woodwork because Trump has allowed it to happen. He won't stand up and speak. He should be denouncing groups that are discussing hate, but he can't, because the very people that elected him are hate groups. They are a part of some sort of hate group. Even Betsy DeVos, she has groups that she supports that are kind of like hate groups. Not kind of like, Southern Poverty Law says they are hate groups. So, you know, she supports groups that want that gay conversion That's a hate group. Gay conversion is a very serious and dangerous thing. There are lots of people that commit suicide, go to drugs and drinking. Instead, why don't you work on respite programs to keep families together who are with developmental disabilities, or who have a disability, or who has a loved one who's got Alzheimer's or epilepsy or Crohn's disease. There's just so many heart disease, cancer. Why don't you work on some programs that are going to benefit the community, not ones that are just going to kill our families? You want this family structure? Try keeping the family together. That's how you keep the family together. Giving the family time to be together when they're so overworked because they're working 2 and 3 jobs just to be able to afford an apartment. And everyone knows you're only a paycheck away of being freaking homeless. And then not only that, the one person who has a job maybe got a speeding ticket. Now they've got to sit in jail for 3 months over a speeding ticket because they don't have the money to pay for the bill. That is ridiculous. Now in that time, they've lost their home. They've lost their family. Their wife has gone on to someone who can obviously handle things, or maybe not. Maybe now she's got to be on welfare with the kids. There's a lot more to think about Trump than what you're doing. Our addiction problem is at its highest rate. Well, it's always been high. It's just now affecting certain communities. So now it's important. But we really need to get America together. And I think the best way to do that is to get started with democracy. We must elect as many Democrats as we can to stop Trump sending our country to hell. I mean, that's the bottom line. And if you agree with me, please get a grassroots, get a little group together, start knocking on doors, start putting up signs. Ask people, can you put up signs in their, on their grass? Vote Democrat. We must show people that we are going to unite and we are going to go to the polls and we're tired. We must do this. Please, people, I beg of you to make sure that we get out there and we get people to the polls. And if you're a Republican and you are going to underhand and you don't want to say that you're a Republican that's going to vote Democrat, please just do that. Vote Democrat, please. You know that Trump is a train wreck. You know that he's running us to the ground. You know this. Help us, please. Vote blue. Thank you. And I want to, just for the record, when we were talking about the Red School, I wanted to make sure that I clarified. I said shut down, not shout, shot up. Shut down. And with that, I want to close the program. Good day, and I will be back. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.